This week saw Governor Larry Hogan make his first State of the State address, and for many Maryland Democrats, Republican speech came as a great disappointment, perhaps even a shocker. It included a dire picture of the state that they had led with former Democratic Governor Martin O'Malley. And Charlie Shastri is a reporter with Capital News Service and has been covering the new governor's entry into the world of Annapolis.
Basically, his new budget has really been described as cuts everywhere, really. And the Republicans are rejoicing in it, and the Democrats are bemoaning it more than anything. Just in general, I think his number one priority is, you know, making sure the budget is balanced, making sure that the state is not spending more than it takes in revenue. That's not going over too well with the Democratic majority legislature. You know, I think they're all for fiscal responsibility in a lot of ways. You know, a lot of people that I talk to say, yeah, like, not spending more than we take in is a great idea, but we do have all of these services, all of these agencies that we do need to fund, and the way he's going about it, it's not a gradual decrease over time. It's like, all right, let's just start cutting.
How does the new governor reconcile cutting taxes on one hand and then the need to cut spending on the other to meet a budget deficit?
Yeah, he wants to repeal the rain tax. He wants tax relief for retirees and small businesses. He wants to, you know, do away with the automatic gas tax increases, which Michael Bush basically called a death knell for the red and purple lines. The plan is to cut spending in response as well. The budget that he's proposed right now is for fiscal year 2016, which is going to start in July 1st. And so a lot of the taxes, the tax repeals that he is proposing right now, I don't know when they would take effect. I think the plan is over time that he's going to be able to cut the budget down so far that these tax cuts are not going to affect how the budget operates with decreased revenue.
The sense I get is that his cuts, especially in education, are actually hitting those counties that didn't vote for him, perhaps the most densely populated areas of the state.
I think there's no question that three of the biggest counties, which is Montgomery County, Prince George's, and, you know, Baltimore County and Baltimore City to some extent, they are going to be hit pretty hard by the cuts to the GCEI, which is the Geographic Cost of Education Index, which is supplemental funding for schools in addition to funding that's already been put aside for them in the budget. So when the GCEI got cut by about 50%, those were the counties, because they had the most schools, those were the counties that were going to get hit the hardest by that.
So what sense do you get about the relationship between this Republican governor on the one hand and the Democrats on the other at Annapolis?
If I had to use one word, I think it would be tenuous. The speech was incredibly polarizing, and I think ahead of the speech, a lot of Democrats were thinking that a lot of his speeches were very stump speechy, very campaign-y. But, you know, from the budget, just the budget that was put out, the budget proposal, that didn't necessarily give people a sense of what exactly his agenda was. I think more than anything, they just thought, oh, the agenda is fiscal responsibility, which is a platform that he ran on. He was talking about cutting the budget, making sure the budget is balanced. He was all about, you know, cleaning up the house, all of the stuff. So I think that's kind of the sense they initially got for it, but didn't really know what his on particular issues, what his agenda was going to be. And so that was the first, you know, they really, really saw of what his agenda was going to be. And you could just sense the tension in that room. You know, I mean, Republicans were standing up and applauding, like, for everything that he said. And a lot of Democrats were just sitting there and staring at him in silence. And so you could sense that tension. After the speech was given, a lot of Democrats were really unhappy about, you know, one senator called it his bipartisanship as being bipartisan between the Republican Party and the Tea Party, not between the Democrats and the Republicans. You know, it's like he was really trying to appeal to his base. And on the other hand, Republicans were really happy with the speech. They were really excited about having a governor who was focused on, you know, this fiscal responsibility cutting taxes, and they were really excited to get to work trying to pass that in the legislature. So, yeah, it was a polarizing speech, and I think the agenda was very polarizing. I think a lot of Democrats didn't think that Hogan was being as bipartisan as he said he was going to be. You know, throughout his inauguration speech, he was talking about how he wanted to be very bipartisan and work with the Democrats on everything. He understands that he has a Democratic majority legislature, and as a Republican governor, he just really seemed like he was going to be a very moderate Republican, and I think a lot of Democrats are not necessarily seeing him as being that very moderate Republican that they could work with.
Anjali Shastri, a reporter for Capital News Service, has been covering the new governor's entry into the world of Annapolis. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.